Europe. Lands, 47. Population, 738,679,198. Publishers, 1,595,888. Bible studies, 841,260. She returned the wallet. Nina, a regular pioneer sister in Bosnia, studies with a Roma family. While walking down the street one day, the 10-year-old daughter of the family found a wallet containing money, credit cards, and documents. Before learning the truth, she would have viewed the find as a precious gift, but after consulting with her mother, she decided to hand it over to the police. The decision was noteworthy because the family was poor and did not even have enough money to buy bread. About 2 hours after handing the wallet to a surprised policeman, they received a call asking them to return to the police station. The owner of the wallet was waiting there to thank them and to offer a reward. He gave them the equivalent of about $30 U.S., equal to 2 days' wages. The title intrigued him. Nihad, who lives in Bosnia, had finished field service. As he approached his car, he found a man standing next to it. When Nihad greeted him, the man said, "Excuse me, I noticed a magazine in your car with the title, How to Be a Good Father. I would really like to have a copy. I have been waiting here for about an hour for someone to come. May I please have it?" Nihad was very glad to give him the magazine and took the opportunity to give the man a witness. A tanker crew receives comfort. When a couple preaching in the Rotterdam Harbor Territory in the Netherlands visited a tanker, they met a somber crew. With tears in his eyes, the chief engineer told them that the ship had experienced a string of calamities, including near collisions, and had sustained damages. So he asked, "Won't you pray for us?" The couple offered to give the crew an encouraging Bible talk. The next day, at 7 in the evening, the publishers, along with 2 other couples, were welcomed to the ship's bridge. Assembled there were 15 of the 16-member crew. After an opening prayer, a brother gave a talk on the subject, "Disasters, an Act of God?" The crew was able to read the cited Bible verses because the publishers had brought extra Bibles and helped everyone to look up the scriptures. After the concluding prayer, all the crew remained seated and talked with the brothers. The sailors felt relieved and thankful. One of them said, "This is an answer to our prayers." The crew took 20 books as well as Bibles and other publications, after which the captain handed the publishers an envelope containing $200 U.S. as a contribution for the literature. She prayed that she could help. Irene, who lives in Sweden, wrote, "I am 80 years old, and because of pain, I am unable to go out in field service. I prayed to Jehovah that I might help someone whom I visited long ago and who would now be willing to have conversations or visits. One day, our telephone rang, and my husband answered. It was a woman who said to him, 'Excuse me, you were the only ones I could remember, so I made this call. Would your wife like to visit me to discuss God's Word? I studied 15 or 20 years ago, but my late husband was opposed, so I quit the study.' I remembered that I had visited the woman with another sister who studied with her. To my astonishment, the woman remembered me. Delighted, I arranged to meet with her. Since then, we have had a study each week. She attended the memorial and the special talk. She has also been attending meetings. I thank Jehovah every day for answering my prayer." No chocolate for the contribution box. 8-year-old Sergio, who lives in Italy, wanted to convince the elders that he was ready to become an unbaptized publisher. One day he went with his father, who, for work, had to repair a lock for a couple in their 70s. Sergio brought a set of magazines with him. "While my dad was working," he explained, "I offered the magazines to the husband, who was so surprised that he called his wife and showed them to her. Then I made a note of their name, address, and telephone number so that I could call again. The wife gave me all this information and handed me a big bar of chocolate. A few days later, Sergio and one of the elders made a return visit on the couple. Sergio rang the bell, and when the wife answered, he explained that he wanted to give them the book, What Does the Bible Really Teach? The woman was happy to accept it. She gave him another bar of chocolate. I couldn't put the chocolate in the contribution box, so I ate it, said Sergio, who then added, The elders finally understood how much I wanted to become an unbaptized publisher. The pastor wanted to learn more. Simeon was the pastor of a church in Gurkovo, Bulgaria, where there are no witnesses. His study of the Bible had made him aware of the differences between what the Bible teaches and what the church teaches. One day he received some of our magazines while traveling by train. Simeon was thrilled to learn that Jehovah is the true God and that there is no Trinity. Eager to learn more, he wrote to the branch office and to all the churches he knew. Only one church replied, telling him not to concern himself with such nonsense. In contrast, the branch office arranged for two witnesses to travel about 20 miles from Kazanlek. They started a Bible study with Simeon and his family. Simeon loved what he was learning, and he invited his neighbors and friends to attend. Soon, 25 people were attending the weekly Bible study. After attending one of the Bible discussions for the first time, a 75-year-old neighbor said, with tears in her eyes, I have understood more in 1 hour than in 30 years of going to church. Up to 60 people attend the meetings that the brothers from Kazanlek conduct in Gurkovo every month, and 79 attended the memorial. Please keep up this way of life. Valya, a 15-year-old sister in Ukraine, noticed that her teacher came to school dressed in black and that she had been crying. Upon learning that the teacher's mother had died, Valya decided to comfort her with scriptures about the resurrection. Valya took a Bible and two brochures, What Happens to Us When We Die, and When Someone You Love Dies, and decided that after her classes, she would approach the teacher. She said, While I was waiting at her office door, I was very nervous, so I prayed to Jehovah to help me. When Valya entered the teacher's office, the teacher asked, What do you want? I want to comfort you because I can understand how you feel. Some years ago, I lost my grandfather. The teacher was touched by Valya's concern. Tearfully, she said that neither her relatives nor her colleagues had shown her such sincere compassion. Valya then read and explained Revelation 21, 3 and 4, after which the teacher accepted the brochures, saying, You are very different from the other pupils. Valya explained, I make an effort to read the Bible and to live according to it, and I listen to my parents. At the teacher's request, Valya later brought her a Bible and the Bible Teach book. The teacher again expressed appreciation and said to Valya, Your religion is the true religion, and you have very good parents who teach you what is right. Please keep up this way of life. She dialed the wrong number. On the first day of the 2011 district convention held in Malakassa, Greece, Natalie used her cell phone to call her father concerning a bus ride to the convention grounds. However, she dialed the wrong number, and no one answered. A little later, the person whom she had accidentally called saw the number and returned the call to find out who it was. However, the convention program had begun, and although Natalie had intended to turn her cell phone off, instead, she somehow connected the call. So unbeknownst to her, the man was able to listen to part of the chairman's talk, which triggered his interest. Later, the man sent a text message asking, Who are you? Are you a priest? At the end of the morning session, Natalie saw the message and replied, I'm not a priest. I am one of Jehovah's Witnesses, and I am attending a convention. The man called again on Saturday to ask if the convention was still underway. Natalie's father was able to give him a witness, after which the man explained, In a matter of minutes, the talk I heard over the phone answered many questions that had been troubling me. As it turned out, the man's family had been experiencing demon attacks and had no idea who the spirits were and why this was happening. He explained, "I have never been willing to speak to Jehovah's Witnesses until now, but if possible, I would like to talk to the man who gave the lecture." Of course it was possible. The man came to the convention on Sunday and was astonished by what he saw there, well-dressed families and happy faces. There was no rubbish lying around, no bad language, no smoking. "I had no idea that people like you existed on this planet," he said. "I feel as if I've entered another world." Natalie's father took him to the chairman's office, where he talked with the chairman. The convention itself and the answers he was given made quite an impression on the man. He accepted the Bible Teach book, a Bible, and some magazines, and arrangements were made for a return visit.